May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen. One of the things that the Lord's been doing to me a lot lately is giving me prayers. I mentioned that a few weeks ago, those who are CTKers. And that there are these things inside of me that are kind of bubbling up, but I don't really know how to voice what I want. I can picture it, I can imagine it, but I can't really put it in the words. And the Lord will just give me a prayer that represents exactly what's in my heart. And I'm able to hang my hat on that. And it becomes prayers that I offer again and again and again. This happened again recently when I was out of town for 15 long days. And I don't know about you, but there are sometimes I find myself in environments when I'm cruising along and God's doing a real neat work in your life, and I never seem to learn this lesson. Now, I'm 62 years old, so I'm telling you, I never seem to learn this lesson. Probably back in January, the Lord just jump-started, did something new in me. Not that things weren't going well, but I just came into this other place. There's just always more. There's always much more. And it was just amazing. There were things that I wasn't even tempted. There was not even, not just victory over sin, there was not even temptation in terms of thoughts or different things. And so I thought, praise God, this is going to be like this always. And then you find yourself in certain environments that are just difficult. I don't know if that's you, if you're like me. And I know that when people talk about, like one example would be golf, which is a demonic game that people should stay away from forever. Because there's an evil spirit connected to golf. And they talk to you about you'll get better at golf the more you play because you get muscle memory. Well, you don't think about the things you do, you just do it automatically. Well, I haven't played golf in over a year and a half because my muscles don't have a very good memory. What they remember is how much it costs to go out there and make a fool out of yourself. But that's also true emotionally and spiritually. There are just places that you find, you may even discover that there are certain times of the year that every year seems to be a bigger battle. There's like this tape and it just runs, and when you get to that season, and it may involve tragedies in your life or losses or other things, but it'll just come around at that same time. Well, I find myself and sometimes in certain environments where suddenly the stress of the warfare is like right in front of you. And when you just when you think it's safe to get back in the water and that you're doing really well, boom, it happens again. And that just happened to me recently. And I thank God for House of Bishops meetings and Patriarchs Council meetings. In the fall, we have a House of Bishops. But in this time of year, we have them back to back so that I'm gone for 2 weeks. It's like Groundhog Day. You wake up every day in the same lousy hotel, and it's the same thing. You just keep repeating the day. And there are things that we do that are very significant, but it's not necessarily my favorite stuff to do. So that's just confessing my own. It's God's will, so I embrace it, but it's just not my favorite environment. And so one of the things I fight for in those environments is, Lord, I don't want to slip back any, because I miss being in someone. There's an anointing in this city. Period. Anywhere you go, just stand in a street corner and just be quiet and God will do something in your life. But sure enough, it happened again. And I found myself struggling for several days and I got frustrated with myself. I said, Lord, what in the world is wrong with me? I was prepared. I thought I was prayed up. I thought, of all times, man, I'm really going to this thing, cruising in the spirit. And I found myself having these obsessive thoughts and, you know, those obsessive conversations that you think might come up and you're going to really do it right this time and say the things that should have been said before. And then you're just out of it. So I said, Lord, what is the deal? And then I know there's a place in Ephesians that says, talking about the armor of God. And he says this, he says, about standing ground in the evil day. Remember that verse? And there are just some days, some seasons, some moments that are just more evil. That there's just an intensity where the enemy comes. And it's an opportune time. Just like Jesus says the devil left him until an opportune time. But if you remember, right after saying that, there's a prophetic word I'm going to put on Aslan here pretty soon, is that it was an opportune time for God. Jesus was strong in the spirit. He was fasting. Yet the enemy came, and we interpret that scripture to mean that the devil left him until he was in a weak place again. Jesus was not in a weak place during 40 days of fasting. It was really, but the enemy will come to you and he'll try to destroy where you're at. But the truth is, it's an opportune time in the spirit. The word there is kairos. It's a kairos time for you in the spirit. Because Jesus came out of that place, and this very next verse says, he went forth in the power of the Holy Spirit, and his fame, his testimony, was spread throughout the whole region. And so those times that seem to be the evil day, they're really opportune times in the spirit. They're evidence that God wants you to pass through, have a breakthrough into a new place in the things of the spirit. So I was asking the Lord, I said, okay, Lord, give me a prayer. Because in this particular environment, I don't seem to steward your presence like I'm supposed to. So do something in my life. And so the Lord reminded me, or took me to this place in Ephesians. I'll do this real quick. This will probably be a CTK word at some other point. But if you remember the Ephesians, now I'm not moving by scholarship right now, just by memory, but I think Paul spent more time in Ephesus than any other place. He spent a couple of years in Corinth, but on two different visits, he spent about 3 to 3.5 years in Ephesus. So he was very close to them. They were very important to him. And when he writes the book of Ephesians, just like Colossians and Philippians and Philemon, it was from a place of imprisonment. He was under house arrest in Rome. And so they're called the prison letters or the prison epistles. And he speaks about them in Ephesians chapter 3. He says this, he says, therefore, I ask you not to lose heart at my tribulation on your behalf, for they are for your glory. Now, Paul is addressing these Ephesians who know that he's now in prison in Rome, and they don't know what the outcome is going to be. And their heart, they're beginning to lose heart. Paul talks about that often, about losing heart. It's one of those kind of like evil seasons for them. There's a lot of warfare. This is their spiritual father, and he's now in prison. He spent more time with them than any other place. And they're about to lose heart. And Paul says, again, I ask you not to lose heart at my tribulation on your behalf, for they are your glory. And then he goes and does this. Here's the prayer that God gave me. For this reason, I'll bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and earth derives its name. So I'm sharing this word with you today for practical purposes. This is an apostolic prayer. And I want you to take this as your own prayer. And not just praying for others. You can do that. Paul did it. But pray this prayer for yourself. This is what I've been doing. This is God gave me this prayer for me in those evil days so that I don't, it's not quite the struggle. That he would grant you according to the riches of his glory, which is a lot, to be strengthened with power, not by power, but to be strengthened with power, for there be a power that's manifested. He would strengthen you with supernatural power by his spirit in the inner man. What a great prayer. Oh God, strengthen me with power in my inner man by your spirit. So that your inner man is better prepared for those battles, especially those battles that come unexpectedly. They represent evil days or evil times. And he says, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And he goes on and says other things. Instead of anxiety or fear or anger or resentment or whatever, dwelling in your hearts in those moments, that Christ would manifest himself in you and through you in those moments. Hear that prayer. According to the riches of his glory, which is limitless, that he would strengthen me, strengthen you in your inner man with power by his spirit, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. In other words, what that power does is change you to where you're now walking in faith, that the power of God has impacted you, transformed you, and now you're walking in faith instead of fear, anger, greed, lust, whatever it might be. That's a great prayer. And so I wanted to pass that on to you for your own soul's sake. Praying apostolic prayers, biblical prayers, is an amazing thing. Oh God, and I've been praying this often every day. Oh God, strengthen me with power in my inner man by your spirit so that all the junk in those moments is replaced by Christ. He's abiding, not the nonsense. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.